Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi here on Schraub Home Video. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
And I'm Erin.
We have a Patreon, patreon.com/realifesci-fi. Get two bonus episodes a week. We do Twitch streams on Tuesday afternoon and Thursday nights. Come on and check us out doing dumb Twitch.
I wouldn't say it's dumb. It's very important. Our work is so important.
And my notes app is closed. Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. It's our friend, director of The Shivering Truth, streaming now on HBO Max, Kat Solon.
Hi.
What's up?
Hey, Kat.
Hi. Hey, any relation to Todd Solondz?
No, but I wish. I like his films.
Do you? I don't know. He's kind of a creep.
I liked Happiness. My grandfather was leaving our house, and he lived near the video store, and I was like, hey, Nana, will you return my videos? And he's like, sure. And he took them to go return them, and then he called us about an hour later, and he's like, what did Kat rent? I put the movie Happiness into the... I'm watching the movie Happiness.
Oh, God.
And my mother was like, Kat, what the fuck did you do?
Oh, no. I know. But I love that movie. Oh, I love a good... I loved a fucked up, like, human movie.
Yeah. Philip Seymour Hoffman.
I mean, the whole thing is... Yeah, that whole thing is fucked up. Yeah. Everything about that.
I get them mixed up. Which is the one that's, like, vignettes?
Yeah, both
they
are.
They almost all are, yeah.
Oh, they are?
Happiness has the pooping into the butt from another butt, right?
No, that's
That's Me and You and Everyone We Know.
Yeah, Me, You, and Everyone We Know.
And that's not even him,
that's
right?
That's Miranda July.
Right.
That's different. That's also a vignette movie. That's funny. Where they're all like connected.
Movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great movies. Let's have
what's
ensemble.
His other one? What's his other one?
Welcome to Dollhouse, Palindromes. The Wiener Dog movie.
Maybe I am thinking of Happiness.
Happiness, I think, is his most famous movie, right? What? Storytelling.
Storytelling.
Yeah.
Huh. Storytelling. All right. Well, that's weird.
I like it.
So, you've done the show before, right?
Yeah, but you two weren't here.
We weren't?
I don't think so.
Didn't you do a live show at his place?
No, I've done it.
Did it with me.
I've done it three... This is my third time.
Yeah.
Once at your place when it was just audio.
Okay.
And a long time ago. And then once when it was Aaron. And was Sevan even here?
Sevan was here. He was like doing the board or something.
And there was the time we did the crafts. But that was that also?
That was the time.
That was the time. That was fun. Time.
I love doing
that. I like having a job. I'm a fucking dumb American.
That was super fun.
Well, I forgot to say that this is a podcast about the paranormal and contemporary mythology. Kat, are you into any of these things?
Conceptually, yes, but I am definitely a skeptic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I like talking about them and hearing about them and thinking about them, but I do not believe any of it.
So... do you actually go down rabbit holes, or do you just kind of like through osmosis just kind of like hear about these things?
I used to go down rabbit holes a lot more when I was younger, and I liked it. I was going down rabbit holes to explain it away, you know?
Sure.
But now I don't do it as much unless it's like something really fascinating. I actually, when Erin and I were getting ready for this, I was sending her these videos I've been obsessed with lately with animals walking in circles.
Oh, yeah.
Like various sheep and birds and things. And that's interesting. I think it's fascinating. And I see that and I want to see 20 more and I want to know why and I want to figure it out.
You know, on The Walking Dead, that's a sure sign that the whisperers are around.
Oh, I've never watched The Walking Dead. I like how you say it, The Walking Dead.
You know, on that Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead.
What? How do you say it?
The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead. It's like the TV.
I just started watching a new season.
There's a new season?
Well, to me.
What season is it?
11.
I really want to watch, and I've been meaning to talk to you about this. Sorry, it's off topic a little bit. No, maybe not. The Mike White season of The Survivor.
Of
Survivor.
What about it?
I want to watch it. I haven't seen it.
Oh. Yeah, check it out. See, that kind of bummed me out, though, because I'll tell you why. He's friends with Jeff Probst.
Oh.
Somebody fell out like 2 days before. And so he was just like, Mike, can you come do this?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
So it was, like a stunt cast.
Inside baseball, huh?
Shenanigans, dude.
Mike White, he used to be partners with Jack Black, and they had like Black and White Productions or whatever, and now he's like he created that show Enlightened. He's doing White Lotus on HBO right now.
Word. Okay.
Chuck and Buck.
He's really good.
He's awesome. I love him. I think he's and I love White Lotus.
White Lotus is amazing.
And I love Enlightened. Yeah.
Enlightened is also amazing.
Yeah, he's really good. He's really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we do something here on the show called the SOB scale. It stands for Skeptic or Believer, and it's a 5-question quiz.
SOB scale.
Now on our Discord, people don't like the babies.
Haven't they ever heard that Aaliyah song? Baby is the best part.
I've never heard the Aaliyah song.
Tell me, are you that somebody? Everybody, nobody wanted her to have the baby sounds. It's a baby.
Yeah, I think that's different.
Also, there's the baby from one of my favorite movies, Roger Rabbit, is the opening sequence with the baby, the like animation,
yeah.
And then it goes to live action. It like transitions so beautifully.
It's so cool.
It's so fucking cool.
Yeah, the baby is the best part in that.
Yeah.
See, if you're
I think Eddie
this,
Valiant is the best part.
I don't. My friend used to have a baby laughing as his ringtone, and people in restaurants and stuff would get audibly like angry, would like yell at him.
People
what the
hate
fuck
babies.
Answer your phone.
So weird.
Yeah, people like
why do you have
hate
a
children?
Baby laughing? At least it wasn't baby crying.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like a baby laughing is less sort of like anxiety, you know, driven than a baby. Babies cry.
Yeah, we hear that a lot.
Yeah.
And it makes you go, I want to stop that baby from crying.
Yeah.
I want to stop that fucking baby.
Are you ready to be weighed on the sob scale?
I'm ready.
Okay. First question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Normally, I would say no. I do not believe in aliens. But when I actually... I think I don't believe in the idea of aliens as we know them. I do believe that there has to be other life forms out in the world that are not human and do not live on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you could call those aliens, but I think they're like literally like lizards on Mars or something.
What about ghosts?
I don't really believe in ghosts, but I think when I was younger, I saw a couple ghosts, but I still don't believe in them.
Can you tell one of those stories real quick?
Yeah. We broke into an elementary school.
Nice.
And awesome. We were kids. We were children.
Oh, wait. How'd
you
break in?
Were you changing your grades?
It was Sunday, and the school was open because I think the janitor had been there. We were young. You
so
know,
it was
like,
open
it was
you
the
didn't
80s.
Like break glass or anything.
Yeah, it was the 80s. It was like there were still no rules.
You could still walk in anywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the worst thing a kid's going to do?
Yeah, right? Yeah, so we were running around this elementary school having the best time, and I remember stopping, and like all my friends were on the other side of it, and like looking at a wall, and I remember a shadow passing by on the wall as if someone was walking by.
Oh, boy.
Ew.
But there was no person there. But I was like maybe 6.
What?
Maybe 7. Yeah.
You're 6 or 7 breaking into elementary schools?
Yeah, fuck yeah. I'm tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love that.
Wow.
Look at her. She takes no shit.
Don't take any shit.
No
shit. I take shits, not shit.
If I saw a shadow person now, like I'd probably just freeze and not move for like a couple hours.
I would love to see something that would blow my mind. My friend has. I have a few friends that have good ghost stories that I really would. They help me believe them, but I can't really think of them right now. I was extremely afraid of Bloody Mary as a child.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever
Did
do
we talk
it?
About Bloody Mary. Yes, a lot, and it's terrified me.
But it never happened.
No, but it made me so scared that the way that I would walk into a bathroom until I was like 20 was sticking my hand in along the wall to turn on the switch, and then ducking down and crawling along the floor under the mirror to the toilet.
To how long? To how long?
Till I was like 20.
Oh, man.
Like, because we would
just
do it-
crawling in urine?
No, my bathroom floor isn't covered in
urine. Oh, I thought you meant like public bathroom.
No, my own house.
That's where she would do the Bloody Mary into, yeah, right? She can't transfer mirrors, maybe.
And I got really obsessed with, yeah, and I got really obsessed with seeing, well, we would do Bloody Mary at school too with all the girls in the bathroom. That was scary. And they would lock the door. And then also, I got so afraid of Bloody Mary that I, and the counting aspect of Bloody Mary, that I would obsessively, falling asleep at night, obsessively count but skip 10 because she was supposed to appear at 10 or whatever.
Five.
The lore that I heard was 10. But I don't know if that, yeah, you got to count all
the
way up to 10.
Who has the time?
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's different in Colorado. They don't count all the way up to 10.
Because we're laid back, baby. We're all high on doobies.
There's different laws. Different laws.
No, I got so scared that I would obsessively count and skip 10. I was also afraid she was going to cut my fingers off. I don't know why I was afraid of that. I was afraid of losing limbs. And I combined it all into
But you don't believe in ghosts.
I know. Now, not as much. I'm so much more skeptical now. But I want to know what's the next question?
What about psychics?
The Bigfoot.
Do I believe in psychics?
I'm skipping it.
Oh, okay.
I didn't mean to.
Okay.
Let's do Bigfoot.
Do I believe in Bigfoot?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I like him.
Don't apologize to me.
I wish he existed.
There.
I like
Yeti. Okay. One day you'll feel different.
I believe in grizzly bears and black bears and big bears in the forest that people see and think it's Bigfoot.
There's a lot of that.
What was the next? Psychics?
Psychics?
No. I want to meet someone who's psychic. Aaron, he's bullshit.
Have you been to a psychic?
No. Have you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I thought everyone had. No?
I still haven't.
I've talked to a witch. Yeah. I talked to a witch at a birthday party.
No, come on.
Was she like, I'm Wiccan.
Yeah,
she was a witch.
She was a white witch.
I hate those people. Is Sean a witch?
No, but literally, Wade, this is what I'm talking about. Like, I have a hard time with the people that are like, I'm psychic. I knew that was going to happen.
Despise them.
Exactly. That's why I don't like, that's why I don't really
believe
it.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but I didn't do this just for fun. I like knew you were going to do pigtails too.
I really am glad that we
I'm psychic. I knew that. So.
Last question. Do you believe in the simulation theory? Do you think that we are living in a simulation?
Do we exist in a simulation?
No, but I do sort of believe in like the string theory, like parallel worlds thing.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
So I forgot to say the judging is... It's a spectrum from 0 to 5. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a skeptic. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a believer.
I think I'm a 0.
Yeah, you're a straight up 0. Yeah. I'm a 1.
Well, she believes in aliens.
Wait, I'm glad you're a 1.
Yeah.
Wait, I believe what?
Alien life.
I guess you could be a 1, but I don't know. You could be a
0.5. I believe in the science of aliens.
But she believes in humanoid aliens. Such a... Right? Just not here?
I wish I was more fun.
You're such a soft alien.
I guess maybe we could be the same.
I believe in emotions.
Oh, no. I believe in the simulation theory.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he believes in simulation theory.
That's why you can manifest a car if you want it.
Show me.
The secret.
Yeah, it's a secret cat.
I wish I believed it. I would be so much better off.
But see, you don't believe in it. That's why it doesn't work for you.
Self-fulfilling prophecy. No.
Okay. You don't want that car. Okay.
So you're a 0. She's a 0.
I'm sorry. You want me to leave?
You can be a 0.5 if you want to be.
Skeptic.
I'm a 0.
But there's got to be a 0 out there,
right?
Let me
put my glasses on.
We need variety in life,
Kat. You can be whatever you want to be.
I want someone to change my mind.
All right. Well, maybe we'll do that. Willie, what are we talking about tonight?
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, demonized or cursed items. Can objects carry negative energy? or be damned in such a way that whoever owns it is affected negatively? Bad luck? Even death? Join us tonight as we talk about how things can be cursed or possessed, and we'll get into some specific cursed items tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
Hit us with the... And so you... Did you pick this topic out of a list?
No, well...
Are you into this?
I don't remember how we decided... Yes, I am.
I asked Kat, like, what kind of stuff she's interested in, and then through a series of short conversations, we ended on cursed objects, because Kat, you have a story of a cursed, possible cursed object in your life.
Ooh.
I'm trying to remember.
It was a statue of the Virgin Mary.
Okay, I went to Catholic school, if you couldn't tell already. And
she reeks of it. Ladies and gentlemen, she reeks of it.
Onto the ground.
Is that why you broke into the...
It.
To the grade school because it was secular and you're like, these heathens.
Probably. Yeah. I went to Catholic school until seventh grade when I learned that my seventh grade, all the Catholic schools in Tucson, Arizona, where I grew up, once you got to seventh grade, apparently at the time, they didn't have art classes, and all I cared about was doing art classes. So I went to my mom and I was like, I am not going to go to school.
Because of the evil?
Yeah, I guess. I know it's just money. I'm sure afford it.
Oh, yeah. Those religions are so broke.
Well, my parents, what they hear about Catholics is that they're poor.
No offense, also, but I didn't grow up with a lot of money, and my parents always had trouble making the tuition. And I was like, why are you doing this? We don't need to do this.
Yeah, let's just go to me.
Let's just go to public school. So I begged them to let me go to public school so I could be in art classes. But until seventh grade, I was at various Catholic schools around Tucson, Arizona. And I was at St. Joseph's school. And this
the
statue,
saint of hating art.
Yes, exactly. St. Joseph hated art.
Patron saint of business
and critics.
Instead of drawing, you should be reading the scriptures.
Yeah, exactly. This art isn't good.
Yeah, don't think beyond what's put in front of you. But so I was at this school, and they had a special day on like a Friday, and they were like, "We're taking you guys all to the church, and there's going to be a special presentation. There's a special guest visiting." Oh. We go there and we sit down, and it's like each class had like was in there for I think 15-20 minutes, and they would do this presentation. And there was a very special sculpture of the Virgin Mary that was visiting our school. Ugh. And she was called the Weeping Mary or the Weeping, you might know.
I don't know.
She was whatever, the Weeping something. Anyway, Weeping Virgin, I don't know.
They should have called her the Maudlin Mary because she's so sad.
Great. Let's go back and fix
it. Well, they don't believe in creativity.
I believe in time travel.
I want to hear what the statue does.
The statue that cries. Let's call it the statue that cries.
It's Tucson.
Catholics. They're not very creative.
Exactly.
Well, they don't believe in art.
Only if it's depicting horror. So this Mary sculpture was known to cry when she was in a place that made her sad, a place that needed God's help and God's support. And so I remember all of us had to go up and look at her for a minute and then go back, like as if she's on the altar here and we're all in the audience, and like we all each had to come like as if we were getting communion, walk up to her and look at her. And I remember just staring at her, like staring daggers into her little beady eyes, and be like, cry, like fucking cry, like please cry, like I just need to see one tear. I just desperately, and I couldn't tell. They didn't say. I was like, is she gonna cry blood? Like, what's she gonna cry?
She, of course, didn't cry,
but I wish she had. And I was wondering.
Wait, if she had, would that have made you religious, or would you have been like, she hates me
at that age? I wanted to believe in things like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I also think it would have, I wanted to be scared, and I wanted to be like, oh, we need to fix our
life. Did you watch the Doctor Who with the angels?
No, I've never seen that. Ooh. That season.
We're doing a rewatch. It. Next one is that
Ooh,
one.
Ooh, it's a good one.
Can I come over and watch it?
Yeah.
but I, uh, But yeah, so I was just like, cry, bitch.
And did she?
No. But I'm wondering if, I want to look into it because I'm wondering if maybe she, it may have been a parlor trick. Like he maybe could have, the guy who was traveling with
he
the
just,
sculpture.
He just like spritzed it with water.
Or like had a pump maybe that
yeah, you're
pumped
like,
through and made her.
Like, yeah, do it. And then all of a sudden you're like.
If it's like a parlor trick or like a circus sideshow thing and he's like doing some sort of practical effect to make her cry, I'm like, good for you, buddy. Like,
if it travels and it cries while traveling, it's a trick.
It has to be a trick, but it didn't.
Well,
cry.
Why would you put it in the church if you want to display that she cries? Don't put her in the church, right? Because she only cries when she's in like places she doesn't want to be, right?
I mean, yeah, yeah. She loves church. She's married.
She loves it.
It's her favorite place. I know they may, you know, of course it was maybe 80s. Yeah, it was still probably the 80s.
She probably just hates any place with leaky pipes above her.
You've seen that
she doesn't like anywhere that has a high pitched tone that she can't find.
There's one Jesus out there that was crying and people would like take that water and like drink it and try to bless themselves with it. Yeah. And it was like sewage. It was like broken sewer pipes above a Jesus statue.
Why were the sewer pipes above it?
Right? It was in a building.
Oh my God.
But
getting sick. They vomit.
I
and they're
always
like,
think
it's
about
the,
that.
It's, oh. I'm getting cleansed.
Yeah. I'm purging the demons.
Yeah. But also, like, did we talk about something else that made me very interested in cursed objects? And I don't think we discussed this. Was one of my favorite movie probably of all time is The Witches, Nicholas Roeg movie.
It's a good movie.
With Angelica Houston. Not the Zemeckis version. It should have never been made.
Ooh,
that one was okay.
That
one was okay.
It was not. It was
okay.
Terrible. I still watched it.
He's kind of wet. No, going on.
It's sad. I told you. I love Roger Rabbit.
He lost it.
Anyway.
He needs Bob Gale.
Yeah. So, when I got home, I saw that movie in the theater as a child.
Uh-huh.
And when I got home, I made my mother take down every painting in the house. Because I was convinced I was going to get stuck in a painting and grow old and die, and my parents would have to watch me. And I was terrified.
And they listened to you?
Yeah. Willie, I have my ways.
Well,
I'm
very
convincing.
And they
didn't
immediately pull you out of Catholic school?
Right? I had to beg.
She's going crazy. We gotta get her out of that place.
Really? I still think about that. That still freaks me out. That is like
a
terrifying
fate. It's one of the most amazing things in a movie ever.
And there are a couple of cursed paintings in this world that people think that they're like, it's cursed. Sometimes the kids disappear. There's like one with kids and they're like in front of a door with a bunch of hands reaching out for them.
Yes.
And they say that the kids move and like sometimes are not there or like turn around.
That is
scary.
I'm such a skeptic, but this makes me so fucking excited.
I
love it. I want
it
to be real. I want to believe
cursed objects are scary.
Have you ever punched a painting before?
I don't think
just getting
I
so hyped up like fuck man fuck you.
I know, but I thought like that art more art much. Should be there was an idea I had for sculpture a long time ago where it was like a giant box with a hole in it and it says look in here and you walk up and you look in and when you look in you get punched in the nose.
That's funny art. I like that art.
And I thought there should be more art like that that's like
does it punch you really hard?
Yeah, just like fucking yeah.
Oh my God.
Like
cold. What
like how dare you
called?
Wanting to see something beautiful?
The punishment
like,
of curiosity.
It's called 8 lives.
Oh my God.
But I've never punched I love that.
I know, I kind
of
want to punch
a painting. It just made me think
of
something else too, but I can't think of what.
Listen,
it is.
I really I watch Entourage constantly because I hate it.
Uh-huh.
And there's a funny part where he gets mad in his therapist, the Jeremy Piven guy. He gets mad in the therapist's office. He's on the phone. Something happens. Someone pulled out a deal or whatever.
Cool.
And he just punches a photo and it's like her dog.
That's funny.
It's the only funny thing that ever happens in that show.
Oh, Ari.
Oh, yeah, Ari Gold.
How many times have you rewatched it?
Oh, like I'm like 4.
That's
I
like
love
me
it.
With The Sopranos. Like how I watch The Sopranos, you watch
oh,
Entourage.
Wait, but do you hate The Sopranos?
Oh no, I love The Sopranos.
Yeah, see,
I don't watch
I
things
hate,
I hate though.
I hate Entourage.
Why would I do that?
Tony Soprano's James Gandolfini is one of my biggest crushes of all time. I love Tony makes Soprano. Sense.
But he's
he's your type.
He's like a he's a narcissist murderer.
Listen, Kat's complicated, okay? Kat's a complicated soul.
I also really loved my other growing up crush was Reverend Jim from Taxi.
Which was he?
Christopher Lloyd.
Okay,
yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah. You know
yeah,
what,
so
what's
like
funny?
Weird and insane yeah. or like big and mean.
Yeah.
About the Sopranos, though, is it like that guy was like not even a quarter of what Gandolfini was. You know what I mean? Like,
I know.
They made him a... I mean, I'm sure he...
Wait, what?
I'm just saying, like, the real person, if there was somebody based...
Oh, like a real on, a real Tony Soprano.
A real life Tony Soprano, Soprano. Yeah, would be, like...
Way more intense and awful.
Yeah, no, and not as justifiable as a human.
Not as totally lovable in every single way. Yeah.
Not an anti-hero. Like,
yeah.
He chose to do a good
just
job
an anti.
Of making you have empathy for the worst.
What if there was something supernatural in Sopranos?
There is... Polly, oh, you mean like in the real world or like in their world?
In their world, there is.
Polly saw that Virgin Mary in the
Did
strip
she cry?
Club. No, he like saw flashes of her. He's kind of psychic. He is.
See, that's cool.
Polly.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Is Turtle psychic, Wade?
Cat.
Turtle? Yes.
In Entourage?
He's just got an eye for business. He knows what to invest in. Tequila.
My gosh.
No, in the movie, he's like a billionaire.
Yeah, because he invested in that tequila.
I forgot there was a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So let's talk about some cursed objects.
Okay.
What do you got?
I got cursed objects all the way from...
For days.
From chairs to phone numbers.
Amazing. Well, how does a phone... What is a phone... Do you call it and it's scary or something?
No, okay. So this guy was a mob boss in Bulgaria and he had the number 0888888888888.
That sucks.
Somebody call it.
And so like a week after he got this phone number or something, I think he owned the company. Okay, sorry. This guy owned the company. This is the first guy that got this phone number. He owned the company. He got this phone number. He was later killed by someone in the mob. Like a week after he got this phone number. And then once they reissued this phone number, the guy that got that phone number a week later was murdered in his home. And it was also linked to the underworld because he was like involved in the mafia. And then the third guy that got that, same thing. A week after he got the phone number, dead. Nobody ever linked the phone numbers together.
Eight is
mysterious.
More of an unlucky number for the rest of the world, right? You know how seven's lucky here?
Six is unlucky here. So it's like, they are six, is there eight?
Yeah. I didn't know six was unlucky.
Yeah. I love six, and I love nine and three.
Yeah. Nine
Those
and three.
Those are all, I think, unlucky numbers.
Notable owners were Vladimir Groshnov, Konstantin Dietrimov, and Konstantin Dishliev.
It just sounds like Bulgaria is very corrupt.
But they all had this phone number, and they all died a week after getting it.
But this could also be like,
Did they all think they were the same guy that's still the first guy and it was the same people killing him?
What if there was a Bulgarian Asperger?
We only got one lead. It's his phone number.
Yeah.
I will kill anyone who has
Wait, now someone else has that phone number.
It still works.
What do we
it
do?
It still works. I killed the guy.
You know what it's making me think of? And maybe this is interesting.
What's up?
When a building...
Mm-hmm.
The businesses in a building fail continuously. Like
it's
when
like
there's
a cursed
one building
area.
And then every time a business moves in, they never succeed.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a cursed building?
No, it's a location issue.
Parking.
It's a cursed location.
They don't have parking?
Or it could be parking. It could just be like, I don't want to go to a Chipotle in the middle
lighting.
Of a Safeway
my
parking
My answer
lot.
To that like, is why you
I
can have...
I think there's a fucking Starbucks and a Target. Just stop. Don't put them on the map.
What about a Pizza Hut and a Target?
I don't want to go... Well, yeah, that's great.
You know when there's a corner that has four gas stations on it?
Yes.
They all do fine because like someone's not going to go to the one they want. It's like, I just want to stop right here.
Yeah, I want to pull over on my way.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going over there.
I wish we had self-service, though, in Oregon. We had the pump service.
Pump service.
Where they come over and
you want to have
get
pump
out
service?
Of your car.
Don't you have to tip them?
No.
Oh, you do over here. You have to tip good.
In Portland, they get paid well.
Oh, damn. Wow.
Damn. Yeah, I hope it still keeps...
There's one over here by the Disney Gelson's. There's one of those pumps is serviced.
That's weird.
And there used to be one on
full
Colorado.
Service. Yeah, full service.
On Colorado by what was the taco place that closed?
I have no idea.
Oh my god.
You're describing like 17 places in my mind.
It was like a big restaurant. It was awesome. But it's a car wash that was also also a gas station, and they used to do only they would come to your car. It was amazing.
Well, damn.
Used to go there all the time.
Did they wear gloves?
No. The thing I hated, because I was really young and poor when I was going there, they make you pay after. And so many times I would show up without enough money in my card, and I'd be fucked. And so I would be like, guys, can you charge me ahead of time? Please charge me for 20.
Did they make you then pump the next like four cars?
No, they'd let me go, but they get so mad at me, and I'd be like, I didn't want to do this. Anyway.
I don't know why you wouldn't want to pump your... What's appealing about that?
You don't want to get out of the car sometimes. You get the seat heater on. You feel
some people
good.
Think it's dangerous, too.
Oh, yeah, ladies.
To what?
To get out of your car and handle gasoline improperly.
And while smoking.
And sometimes if you don't discharge a electrostatic...
Yeah.
Oh, I've had that happen.
And then you, like, you know, touch the thing, it sparks, it could spark fumes.
Right.
You catch on fire.
Yeah.
Did you guys see there's a video on Twitter of a woman who, I think she's doing a bit, but she doesn't seem like she's doing a bit, but she like cannot figure out where her car needs to be in order for her pump to be on the right side. And it's absurd.
That's a bit.
How much she drives in circles trying to find the right side of the pump.
It's a bit because it starts with the person driving into frame. Like you wouldn't start recording a random person hoping that
I
they
thought it was
the
security footage.
No, it was like other people in another car watching her and commenting. Oh. Which also I was like, no one's that dumb. Like
I've
no
seen
way.
One that's like security footage.
I want to see that one. That's good.
I think there are people that dumb. It's like a spatial awareness.
Oh, definitely.
Thing.
But it's like UFO videos where it's like, why are you recording this part of the sky and there happened to be a UFO there? It's like this is
true.
I love a good UFO.
See, you're a little skeptical, Willie.
Oh, I'm totally skeptical. I just believe in a lot of
maybe she
shit.
Had a cursed car and the gas pump kept
switching
sides.
I believe that. That's my...
We all know by now that the little arrow will show you which side the gas is
right?
on, right?
Even on
like
a rental.
That's common knowledge now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, I love that the microphone head matches your sweater.
It was unintentional, but
it's
thank
cute.
You.
It's cute. Look at this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Willie, why are they so chaotic?
I started with the Cabbage Patch shirt today.
I love it.
She was supposed to be purple.
Great fit.
They didn't switch the microphone palms
the
back.
Aaron, though.
She should have been purple.
What?
Yeah. No, didn't you switch him back?
No.
Purple would match my hoodie.
Oh, no.
Damn.
I noticed, but I was like, oh, I'm going to stick with it because pink matches purple more than...
Well, it's a good thing I don't do their reels anymore or else I'd be pissed.
I'm lost. Wait, I don't even understand why.
No?
Oh, no.
I want to know. I like the reels. They're cute.
Yeah, they just take
a lot
of
work.
Time.
Have you heard of the cursed mirror?
I'm so afraid of mirrors.
Right, me too. this is from a plantation in Louisiana. It's supposed to be one of the most haunted places in the world. The spooky item in the house is a mirror. They claim that the mirror is cursed and has the spirits of Sarah Woodruff and her two children who were poisoned by their slave, Chloe.
Good for Chloe.
I know, right? It's so funny. It's like, this is such a perspective thing. I'm like, wow, what did they do to her?
Yeah.
Would that be this cursed or haunted?
Yeah, it reminds me of The Others. I love that movie.
Oh, I love that movie.
Also,
right? It should be haunted. That's what it should be.
Well, what happens to the mirror? Are they in it or is it just cursed?
Do they appear in it? It also reminds me of...
It's just spooky.
It's just so spooky.
This is a lame list.
Can I read this thing? It says, cursed is often used synonymously with haunted and possessed, but these three qualities are distinct. For our purposes, the difference is one of intelligence. Cursed items have no intelligence. They're objects that have become bad luck via someone who has purposely cursed them or by happenstance. By contrast, a haunted object has a spirit intelligence attached directly to it, and a possessed item is similarly inhabited, in this case, by a demonic entity, although some say that an object cannot technically be possessed, only humans can.
I know, and that, and like, it's weird when you listen to that, it's just like, well, that's because we have assigned so many things back then where it was like, oh, I believe that.
I would say the most famous, you tell me, maybe you know, I would say the most famous cursed objects are all dolls, which to me are so humanoid.
I don't agree. I think some of the most cursed objects are like the Hope Diamond, which most of the stories
that's interesting.
Are not true. That's made up about
it. I didn't know that.
A lot of them like aren't real. Because a lot of the stories that when they supposedly were happened were when it was still under glass in a museum in England.
Cool.
And but you still believe that it's cursed?
Yeah, I still think it's cursed. I don't think that half the stories that are attributed to it are true, but I think the other half are possibly justifiable. I don't know. It's hard to... I don't know if I believe in curses or not.
Because a curse... You're thinking of a curse as something that someone actively cursed it?
Like if I... Yeah. Like, Kat, let's say you've wronged me in some way, right?
Never.
Oh, this screen turned off, Sev, just so you know. Let's say that you wronged me in some way. Like, you and Sev on phone love. You ran off together.
I mean, Sevon's very attractive.
I know.
And awesome.
I
know.
So I am mad about it. And before you leave my house for the last time, I go, take all these things back. These are all the things from our friendship.
I'm going to be the Maudlin Mary.
I cursed one thing. One of those things I would have cursed. I put all of my malice and my hate, much like the One Ring, much like the One Ring to rule them all.
Uh-huh.
I pour it into that and I give it to you. And then you start having all this bad luck. That's a curse. That's me imbuing a negative energy into it.
But what if there's just an object or a person or a whatever... anything that had experienced something intense, like a fire or some natural disaster, some sort of murder or whatever, and now it carries with it. It wasn't deliberately done by a human. It was like done by an instance. And then now it holds the things you're talking about, the malice and the pain and the...
Like the ground in Poltergeist?
Yeah, actually, well, you mentioned chairs. I was thinking of the chair scene in Poltergeist when they stack up in the kitchen. Yeah,
what is the chair one? Because I was going to say the phone number one could be that.
The chair one would be funny if it's just that the chair always like pulls away and people fall on their butts.
The Ballery Chair of Death from France.
Chair of Death!
200 years old. Last known location, the Ballery Mansion in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It's killed 3 people. It is a 200-year-old blue upholstered wing chair, and it looks just like any other stupid chair. But
do you have a picture of it?
It supposedly, the lore goes that a warlock made the chair sometime in the 19th century.
Here's a chair for you.
And it's supposed to have been owned by Napoleon Bonaparte. It's said that a ghost named Amelia or Amanda manifests itself as a red mist to lure people to sit in it. However, if you sit in it, you are prone to falling down the stairs and dying or having a heart attack. It's in one of the most haunted homes in Philadelphia currently.
Is it a mansion?
How many haunted homes are in Philadelphia?
Because I feel like people who own mansions are
it isn't
prone
a mansion.
To heart attacks and falling down the stairs.
I want to see, is it possible to
old?
See what the chair looks like, Aaron? Do you have a photo?
I don't know if I don't have a photo here, but it says...
Green is having trouble.
Easby and his brother Stephen were playing in a fountain in the yard, and Easby claimed that Stephen's reflection transformed into a skull. This is after he sat in the chair. He died not long after at the age of 11 of an unknown disease.
Boy.
11?
I know.
Yeah.
I like
it was polio.
Yeah.
I mean, that's when you die when you're a young, old, fashioned child.
It's a chair.
I just don't understand. This chair must be amazing because... Napoleon had it, and now it's in Philadelphia.
I know.
Like what?
Yeah, true.
I'll leave a chair on my curb after like 2 moves. I'm sick of moving it.
If Napoleon owned it, I'm sure that its that you would want to sit down in.
Oh,
it
someone posted another chair. Oh, those chairs are deadly.
Haunted.
Those chairs, you sit in them and you fold up and you fold in half.
Yeah, if you're Tom.
There is one thing. Willie, do you have anything on the ring that inspired Lord of the Rings, possibly?
Cool.
Oh, let me check this list.
It's called, yeah, right. It's on.
I did write it down.
Also, I'm curious, did you, Aaron, in research, find anything about the doll that influenced Annabelle?
Yeah, she was Raggedy Ann doll.
She was, and she's way, her original, the way she looked was way scarier than the design that they used in the movie.
Did she just look like a regular Raggedy Ann? Like,
yeah.
Yes.
Which is so much scarier.
It actually is. Like the 80s?
Yeah, it was like one of those mass-produced dolls.
Why was that cursed?
Supposedly, a little girl was holding it when her father was murdered in front of her, and the blood splashed on the doll.
Just like Chucky.
Just like Chucky.
But it was a dad. It should have been a nice doll.
Chucky was a curse. He like put his hand on
Chucky. No, there's a murderer.
Chucky's possessed.
Yeah.
But isn't it possessed by a murderer? Isn't he possessed by a serial killer?
But it wasn't the blood. It was...
No, yeah.
He put his hand on it. Yes. He did magic. Yes.
Yeah.
So scary. Oh, the ring of Sylvanus. Sylvanus. Yeah.
Sylvania? The light bulb company?
Sylvanus. Kizza, is that the actual chair or is that just a chair? Kizza,
is that the blue chair? Kizza freak?
There's no red mist.
That doesn't look like a Napoleon chair.
There's no red mist on it, so I don't believe
it. It doesn't look like a chair that would survive like 100 years.
It's blue and it has the same description. Yes.
Oh.
That's it.
This chair is so good looking. We've got to keep it.
We've got to sit in
that chair.
It's killing us all, but look at it.
It really fits in this room. It really ties it all together.
I mean, what
if you believe the Daily Mail, well, I don't.
Lord of the Rings written. This says 1785 is when this ring is from.
What if you just put it in a house with no stairs?
It was discovered in 1785, and then he was called to do research on.
It looks like a ranch chair.
Radical.
Yeah.
Wait, do you want the chair?
Maybe that's why the chair. No, I have stairs.
But stairs,
maybe the chair is
chairs?
Killing people because it's like, so.
You're
going to
fall down the stairs.
I need to be on a single floor level.
To have that chair, yeah.
No, that chair wants to be on that.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah, and it kept getting put on the stairs.
Yeah.
And that's why it kept killing people.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just doesn't like stairs.
It's probably a nice chair, it just doesn't like stairs. That's my theory.
You reading about it?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Wait, the ring?
Yeah, so this farmer in 1785 were working in his fields in Chilster, Hampshire, in England.
It's a place.
It is. He found this beautiful, large ring. It's a signet ring with the goddess Venus on its bezel.
Where'd he find it?
He found it when he was plowing his fields, as people in England often do.
Beautiful.
On it is a Latin phrase backwards, "Senectine vivus in day," which means "Senecanius, live well in God." And so he was like, "Whatever, I don't know what that means." But then, some farm, like another farm away, like not that far from where they found this ring, there was what did they find? It was like ruins with a curse inscribed in it. That says, "For the god Nodens, Sylvanus has lost a ring and has donated one half his worth to Nodens. Among those named, Senecus, permit no good health until it is returned to the temple of Nodens." So, speculation would put two and two together and say, this is the lost ring that was stolen.
Yeah.
There's also other...
That's what I would do.
Yeah. There's a... And, like, these curse stones are super common. There was one that was found that said, "May your penis hurt when you make love." So it's totally normal to, like, curse people who steal things from you. Yeah. And so...
I want a ring that says that.
So they were trying to...
A wallet.
Yeah. So in 19...
Oh, I'm going to give this back.
In 1929, an archaeologist named Sir Mortimer Wheeler was researching the ring and the tablet while excavating Dwarf's Hill, where it was found, where he... called a respected professor, an expert in Anglo-Saxon from Oxford University, one John Ronald Reuel Tolkien.
Oh.
Who did the research on this? One J.R.R. Tolkien.
But they never say the John Ronald whatever on anything you're reading. Like, so she just knows it. It's not even on.
Jingleheimer Schmidt. John Ronald. Ruel Tolkien. His name is my name, too. When the hobbits all go out, the people always shout,
there's John.
John Ronald Ruel Tolkien.
Tolkien. Tolkien.
Anyway, I think that's pretty interesting. That
well, did they ever return the ring to the fucking thing?
I didn't even. I wasn't even paying attention to that part.
They
of
did.
Course, that's the way it's fixed
they
up.
They did. The funny thing about this ring is it looks like someone quickly engraved over it. So they think that maybe someone stole this ring that had that name on it. And then, like, they knew the curse and said, well, the curse is for this person. So I'm going to change it.
That's fucking funny.
But yeah, the ring is now
that's
in a museum.
My ancestor.
At Dwarf's Hill with the a bunch of other ring. Artifacts.
Okay. Yeah,
we'll fix it.
So the curse has been lifted?
I don't know. I mean, clearly somebody like died.
So wait, why did they send it to Tolkien?
No, he came there to do research
so both of
on
these
the
things,
area.
Both the ring and the mirror are signs of vanity.
Yeah.
Like in traditional like cultural like I don't know, folklore. Those are vanity.
Yeah.
You know, and that's fascinating to me. A chair, not so, a throne. Chair matches a throne. I don't know. I think a lot of these things are
like. I think
like
a chair represents
taking
sloth.
Down power. Oh, laziness? Yeah. I love laziness.
See, when we were talking about the Hope biggest Diamond, myth. I was yeah. like, I feel like a lot of these curses are fake, so you don't steal these valuable things.
Oh, yeah. That makes
oh,
sense.
Oh, my whole property is cursed. Stay away.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many I people did the Hope Diamond kill? Do we know?
No.
I love the idea of a little diamond bouncing around with a knife.
Notable owners: Louis the 14th, Louis the 16th, Henry Philippe Hope, Pierre Cartier, Evelyn Walsh McLean. Mm.
Are they all dead?
Yes. Nah. Yes, they
but,
are.
But like because of it? Or?
No, they died in their sleep of old age.
I mean, wasn't King Louis the 6th? Didn't that's the one from Marie Antoinette, right?
That's not the.
That's that, Jason Schwartzman.
Yes, but then there's Henry VIII was the Bloody Mary king.
Scary.
He's the one that was married to Mary Queen of Scots, who he was, I don't know if I'm right, and maybe everybody else in the chat knows, but like apparently he was married to, it's what the Lion in, you know, the film Lion in Winter with Katharine Hepburn? That was Henry VIII, and then she was the woman that was killed that became Bloody Mary because
oh snap
I don't know I something about the other Boleyn girl another movie
oh I love all
that he
movies.
Was having an affair with mm-hmm. he was having an affair with a younger woman
that's one theory there's like three we looked this up
oh
right?
Really
like,
good
there's three know. Other Marys that it
amazing
is
hold on. I want to hear about all the Marys
while you're looking at that there are 13 people who fell victim to the Hope Diamond curse if you believe in this curse.
But it's a Hope Diamond. Not
the Hope Diamond is
diamond.
Named after the
not a
guy
diamond.
That owned it, Hope. His last name was Hope.
Oh, it's I didn't know. Like, I thought it
first
was like
name,
about Hope.
Bob.
I know a lot of people
I thought
think
it was
that.
A Barack Obama diamond.
Nah.
Oh, nah.
Bloody Mary. Oh, just give me Bloody Mary recipes. Bloody
oh, look,
Mary
see people post.
Ghost.
See, Kizza Freak is on top of the images tonight.
Yeah.
They posted the ring.
Kizza and Nalut are usually my top
awesome.
Posters here. So, okay, the myth of Bloody Mary folklore.
Is Queen. I want to know if people in the chat are afraid of Bloody Mary still.
Oh, I was as a kid once.
I'm still
I,
afraid
oh,
of Bloody
Elizabeth
Mary.
Bathory. People think Bloody Mary might be Elizabeth Bathory. But how is that Mary?
Beth.
Mary no. Worth?
The comic? You mean Nancy?
No.
No, wait, that's different. Mary Worth, the comic, was different than the Nancy
Mary
comic.
Worth was the author, wasn't
no,
it?
No, no, Mary
I
Worth.
I thought so, but I think I mixed it up.
Mary I thought Mary Worth was like advice columns.
Was a woman who yeah. killed really? Slaves escaping the American South via the Underground Railroad. And or a woman who was burned at stake during the witch trials in the early modern period.
Sorry, this is Bathory or this is Mary Worth?
This is Mary Worth, who might be the other Bloody Mary. And then also another Mary Worth, who was a woman burned at stake during the witch trials in an early modern period.
Was there also a comic called Mary Worth?
Yes, there was.
Because the idea of it being a drawing that like
there was a comic
Bloody
called
Mary
Worth, but that's like it was like a detective thing. It
I
wasn't
thought so. Okay, okay.
It wasn't like a woman killing slaves.
Yeah, no, that's fucked up. But
escaping
I believe.
The rape
yeah, but that
self.
Sounds hilarious.
I believe that. But I thought it was earlier.
Mary the First of England, daughter of Henry the Eighth.
That's it.
She yeah. killed who had around 300 religious Protestant dissenters burned at the stake during her reign. Is that like a curse? Like her soul is cursed from all the evil?
I always thought it was related to both the people that her husband was cheating on her with and her own suitors.
Mm.
And it was like she was trying to, I think it's all about adultery. I don't know. But
we got about 5 minutes
left. But I also
left.
Went to Catholic
Do you guys
school.
Want to hit us with your top cursed objects? Like do a speed round of these things? Or
top cursed objects.
Or what do you think?
I want to know about other paintings and painting things moving around in paintings.
Well, there's the boy. It was a mass-produced painting.
The crying boy.
That never burned.
I don't know about that.
Houses would burn down and they'd find the painting in
that happened
great shape.
In a lot of houses in England or something during that time. Like in like the 70s.
That's so cool.
I think it was probably just, we talked about this on Thursday, it was probably just sprayed with like a...
Like a flame retardant because they're all from like... Oh. Department stores?
Yeah, right.
So it's probably sprayed with a flame retardant.
You know, one of my favorite horror movies ever is The Orphanage. And it's because it's all... I don't want to ruin it if for people who haven't seen it. Watch it. It's just... Why? It's a perfect way that like stuff that is supernatural is still scary, but explained in a very practical way. It's so good.
I'm trying to find my favorite cursed object.
I mean, mine is more of a recent one. This have you heard of the Elmo doll that?
Oh my God! Yes, I forgot about this. Oh. The Tickle Me Elmo.
That would like, what would it say? It's sort of saying "Kill James," which was the name of the kid that owned it.
It was?
That is cool.
Yeah.
That's scary.
I remember that. And a lot of people had trouble, same era, people had trouble with their Furbies saying creepy shit to them.
But Furbies learned, right? Didn't Furbies just repeat shit?
They would.
Yeah, but not.
That's like having a parrot. If you're
but
just
it's
like,
sort of like that, you know, those
Oh,
videos.
You know what's a funny movie? A guy who hates his wife and they have a parrot and he just goes like, you have to die, Beth.
Oh my
you have
God.
To die. To the parrot and then the
That's
parrot
so
starts
sad. Saying. Oh my God.
I saw a parrot at a pet store once. This is very sad. Who all he would say was, look at that. Look at this. Look at that. Look at this over and over again because it's all
so
anyone ever
sad,
said around
dude.
Him.
Oh my God.
But the Elmo, I love that like super contemporary stuff. That's fascinating.
Like the idea that something could transfer into an electronic device.
Well, and it reminds me of, have you seen that clip on Twitter where they can't tell if they're saying something like, hey, Barbie, or if they're saying, fuck you, Barbie.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
If you listen and you put it in your head.
You listen and you read the different ones.
Or like the
and
Laurel,
it's like,
Laurel and Yanni.
Yeah.
Like those things. That's like kind of a
that's
cursed
so
thing.
So funny to me.
I don't know if that's cursed,
it.
Cat.
No, but I would say that you could look at it and be like, oh, the fact that this anomaly exists, you could back in the day be like, it's a ghost. It's a curse. But it's not. It's just a weird thing in our brains that we can do with audio.
Erin, do you have a number one cursed object?
I love James Dean's Porsche. James Dean's Porsche was cursed.
The one he died in?
The one he died in. After he died in it, all of the parts were stripped off of it and sold to other race car drivers, and all of them died.
I didn't know this.
In car accidents.
Ooh.
Everyone that got pieces from his car... died. And then I think a collector tried to put his car back together and had the fucking darndest time finding all the
like
pieces.
I feel like we could keep going and talk about this more.
Well, we would normally.
Yeah, but you're not sticking around for the bonus because
I want to.
You have to go to a show. Yeah. A friend's show.
I know.
If you're in LA, what's the residency? It's at
Zebulon's every Sunday night in January. My friend Mary
name?
Lattimore.
All right.
She's a brilliant harpist.
Any other...
Synthesizer harp music.
Are they on Spotify?
She is. She's on Spotify. Everywhere.
Oh,
she's on everything.
Nice.
Cool. So
Mary
if you can't make
Lattimore.
It to Zebulon, Check her out.
Yes.
Any other and you did some art for it? Is that online?
I made her posters. Yeah, she's been posting them.
All right, so check that out. See, yeah. see some
really
of Kat's
cool.
art.
I love Kat's art.
Thanks.
What's the HBO Max show again?
It's called Shivering Truth.
The Shivering Truth.
It aired on Adult Swim, and it's also currently on HBO Max. Who knows for how long?
What's
it's
coming
really
up for you?
Good.
I am currently working on. I'm doing a little commercial this coming week, and then a comedy special. I can't say for who.
Ooh.
For Peacock.
Ooh.
Nice.
That'll be fun. Mm. Hour long. Yeah. Oh, look! Someone posted Mary.
Thanks, Kizza.
All right, well, thanks everyone for watching and thanks for listening. Remember, patreon.com/reallifesci-fi, 2 bonus episodes a week. Kat, thanks again for being here. We welcome you back at any time. We're going to continue the conversation on our Patreon, so check that out. And remember, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. Ooh.